My name is Neil Renton and I'm the associate head teacher at the school and the head of sixth form.
Just tell us a bit about the open evening on the 16th of November.
So the open evening is designed for students to really get a feel of the school. So they'll be welcomed with a formal talk by me, and then they'll get the opportunity to go into different subject sessions where they'll listen to a teacher speak about the subject. But they can also meet with our students, meet with our other staff, and really get a feel of the school.
So this is for students who will be then joining you full-time next September, so quite a way off. But obviously there are going to be places because you have students going off to university all the time. So just tell us a bit about the students who've most recently left.
So our students that have left this year will now be at university. We're really, really proud of all our students who've left. We had record-breaking results this year, which is now 61% A-star to B over the last 4 years. And we're hearing from those students now that they're settling into university or even settling into apprenticeships or going into employment. Some of those students have also gone away for gap years doing ski seasons and a whole range of different things, and they worked really, really hard last year to achieve those outcomes, and that's a reflection of their hard work, the work of the teachers, and also the support of families over the last two years. The students who will join us though are currently in year 11. I would say that what we can offer students here is some really world-class facilities, really outstanding teaching, lots and lots of support, because we recognise that it can be challenging post-16 study, and also lots of choice. There are over 35 subjects on offer, and students can really pick a subject that they are genuinely passionate about, and we feel that with that support, with the teaching, with the facilities, that they can make sustained and rapid progress and do really, really well when they leave the sixth form.
Okay, so I would take your word for it, of course, but we're not just going to take your word for it. So you've got some students for me to talk to. So who have you got lined up to talk to us?
Okay, we have George, who is our head boy. We have Tom, who's our deputy head boy, and Eve and Izzy, who are our deputy head girls.
Eve and Izzy, give us some thoughts for students who are coming along and thinking about picking their A-level subjects. What advice would you give to your younger selves and students who are in year 11?
Well, when I was choosing my A-levels, my mum gave me some really good advice where she just told me to do the subject I love. I'm really into maths and physics, and not only does that mean that when I study it, I really enjoy it and I put a lot of time into it, but it also means that it's been relevant to the career that I'm choosing afterwards. So it was then helpful because I want to go on to do engineering, but if I'd have picked some random subjects, then it wouldn't have led me on that path of progression.
Levels are hard, and it's got to be something that you're interested in. So I'm doing like biology and chemistry, and I just find them so interesting, so you're motivated to look into it, because there are so many students that, you know, aren't motivated because they're not enjoying the subject, and that's a real problem. And again, you've got to think about what you're wanting to go into, so it might be a good idea to, for example, I was looking at going into biochemistry, and then you have to make sure you've got like maths for that. So make sure, maybe look ahead and see, you know, are there certain subjects that I will need if I'm wanting to pursue this particular course, and make sure that it works and that you can go where you want to go.
It's not just the study. Study obviously takes up some of your time, quite a lot of your time, but when you're not involved in study, there's just so much to be getting involved with. For example, there's a great music and performing arts scene at the school with annual shows, Acoustic Fridays, and a lot of opportunities to perform and get involved that way. There's also our languages have great connections with exchanges and stuff like that, so you can get involved with language exchanges, go to other countries, and really find your place in the world as well. We've got a lot of sport going on in the school. It's just a really vibrant place with a lot of opportunities to do whatever you want to do outside of your study, to take the pressure off that, to take your mind off that.
What's it like? What's the difference when you come into sixth form? How are you treated differently?
Well, in reality, you get treated very differently. Obviously, you're in the same school as the year 11s and the lower year groups, but you feel more like an adult because you're given the opportunities to properly pursue the subjects that you're taking further. Because if you've got a question, it's not that you ask it and get a sort of basic answer. The teacher will take you aside and give you a proper, in-depth discussion. Aside from academia as well, the school allows you to feel more welcomed. With the aspects of sport, for example, you really do feel like your team are your friend. It's not just playing rugby to put some points across the post. You're properly playing to play for your friends, and it's a really great thing to be doing.
Well, we've moved position now. Whereabouts are we now, Neil?
We are just outside the Learning Resource Centre, which we've had recently refurbished for students this summer, which has got seating for 150 students with some computers so that they can get on really and study for their A-levels.
So when you come on the open evening, you'll get a tour, you'll get a look around to see all of this.
On the open evening, you'll see the whole of the sixth form. The sixth form is really in a separate block in the school, so it gives it a very unique university feel. The library is at the other side of the school, but that gives students a bit of quiet and space to be able to work independently in the school, and they can see everything on the open evening.
Great stuff. Okay, so George, when we come for a look round on the 16th, you'll tell us a bit about the student support there is as well.
Mm-hmm. So we have dedicated student support managers in the sixth form, which from a student's point of view, going through A-levels with all the things besides study, so your social things or maybe at home, things like that, it's invaluable to have someone there who is genuinely there to care. I mean, they do really care. They're not just, it's not just coming to their day job. They put their heart and soul into it, and they're always there for you to go and speak to. It's an amazing feeling to have that fallback, that security network under you, that if you feel like at any point you can't, or you just want to stop, you want to take a break, there's someone there to listen to you, there's someone there to talk it through with you, and someone to action on your worries. So it's a really great support system.
And you guys will be here on the open evening as well to answer any questions?
I think we will be. Yeah, we'll be here
on now.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly. That's on tape.
Yes, yeah. No, we'll be here on the evening, answering questions, speaking around, all that kind of stuff, welcoming people.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for the tour, and thank you for talking to us.
No worries, thank you for your time.